Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I'm grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. I thank God for all you that are listening to this broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to this broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us at an email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're given to you. Praise be to God. So for those of you who have been following us on Blog Talk Radio, you know it's Friday. You know that means heart to heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens, and I'll be joining them. Thank God for you all that is listening to this broadcast. And while we wait for my brother to come on, I want to take this opportunity to once again thank the Lord for the doors that he have opened, enabling us to get the gospel to the listener. And I thank God for all of you that have been tuning in and listening, especially those of you who have been faithfully listening over these past 3 years. I want to give a shout-out to those of you who are listening here in the United States. Welcome to God's Word to Man broadcast, Iraq. I want to give a shout-out to you and welcome you, as well as Canada, Algeria, and the United Kingdom. Welcome. Welcome to those of you who are listening in the Philippines and in any country that is listening that I have not named. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. Once again, as we are waiting for my brother to come on, amen. Once again, just thank God for all of you this day, you know, and for your prayers on the behalf of us here on Blog Talk Radio. It was very much duly needed, amen, and even in the days to come. Glory to God. And once again, we are seeing many things that the Word of the Lord has said that's come in the past. And I just want to encourage you all, the direction of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to look to him. Amen. Stay in tune with him. Stay in communication with the Lord. And things will run better in your life. Amen. But if you get out of communication with him, then that's where you will have the problems. And some believers have yet to come to the realization of that, but sooner or later, you will. Amen. Sooner or later, you will. Amen. Once again, I thank God for this opportunity. I am humbled that the Lord has not only saved my soul, but positioned where I can deliver the word of life to someone who is in death, the word of healing to someone who are sick, and to inform many who don't know of the hidden works of darkness, the work of the adversary, to warn them and to cause them to be aware of Satan's work, whether directly or through man. Amen. And this is what we do on Blog Talk Radio. And it's not about tooting our own horn. It's about revealing the hidden works of darkness, the hidden works of dishonesty, that you be not deceived. In our journey on doing that, we find much resistance from the enemy, many times an attack from the enemy. And that's why I take this time to thank God for all of you who've been praying for us on Broad Talk Radio, who have been pleading the blood of Jesus over us, amen, against the attacks of the enemy. Hallelujah. And me personally, in my heart, And for these past few years, my desire personally, and I must say, it is my desire to see people talk the word. I have seen too many people from ignorance fall by the way or fall into snares and traps because they haven't been taught the word, especially many babes whose growth has been stopped due to the fact that, hey, they didn't know where to start studying. They didn't know what to study. Amen. And there were those who were there who should have been advising them or pointing them into the direction of where to study, where to feed their spirit man upon, who did not direct them in such an area. And it hurts my heart to see. Now, I'm not here to say that I know everything. I'm not going to go out like that. But I just want you to know that it is my heart desire for people to know the word of God. That brings joy to my spirit. Now, I'm going to click my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Shalom, shalom. Shalom, shalom. Jesus is Lord. Okay. We are grateful to be again, brother, talking again, sharing the good things about the gospel of Christ on this wonderful day, the gift of God. And we're going to acknowledge the Lord Jesus and the power of his resurrection, his blood atonement, his victory over Satan, sin, death, and the grave, and ascension on high, and the coming of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to acknowledge the last move, the last call, the midnight cry, the Elijah message. And we're going to acknowledge that it's not over with. Christ is moving forward. So we're grateful today, today to be sharing with people around the world and every nation. This is a handmaiden night, face-to-face, heart-to-heart, and not so much always in a script, but heart-to-heart in faith what God has given concerning the honor and giving high regard to the women, to the mothers and wives, ambassadors, and just ordinary people around the world who are searching for answers. So how your day go, brother? It's kind of warm up here.
Yeah, brother, and I got to agree with you a whole lot here. I know it's supposed to have reached almost the mid-90s today with the lows that are expected to be at 66. So it's been, you know, I admit the word hot may be more appropriate, but I try to help me and other people out by saying it is a whole lot of warm, okay? So to sometimes avoid saying the word hot, I just tell people, hey, it is a whole lot of warm, okay? So I'm going to call it that, a whole lot of warm, brother.
A whole lot of warm. Okay, well, we had a pretty good whole lot of warm, and I don't know, 93 and not up to 2 or 93, I got. But because I live kind of close, fairly close to the lake, Lake Michigan, and, it's a little different when the wind coming off the lake. I'm not close as I used to be to the Lake Michigan off of, you know, Lake Shore, but I'm fairly close to the Lake Michigan where the breeze and it comes off, so I'm kind of blessed and fortunate about that. And so I'm grateful about that.
Amen.
So, you know, it's a day that we're going to have to make great adjustments about a lot of stuff, you know. And so it requires us to prepare and make adjustment. In everything that's happening on earth now is requiring us to make all kind of adjustments in life. And so this is just an adjustment, especially, you know, everywhere you go, they got a little more liberal. You can now, they're lightening up on this coronavirus and allowing people to get in what they call the protocol of not complete, but they still have to wear a mask and 6 feet, and they open the bars and they open some of the restaurants and businesses. So it's getting halfway there normal. So today, I, you know, the Lord is a, the Bible says God is long-suffering. Jesus is long-suffering. And I'm so grateful that the Lord is so long-suffering with his people. He bear with them long beyond what human beings and temperance would do. So he's long-suffering. So, and I think today we're going to look into mission of John the Baptist coming these last days as the spirit and power of Elijah, as the last call, the midnight cry, Matthew 25. And we're going to look and see what this angel messengers has proclaimed. And I want to kind of see, has the Church of Christ with Elijah message, has it been on target? Has it come fulfilling the messenger's mission? Has the Church of Christ done or is doing what it's supposed to do? Can it say we have accomplished what the Lord commanded us through this messenger, or have we failed to do it? So let's see whether we who call themselves the Church of Christ or Restoration Elijah message, are we on target? Are we, have we failed about concerning what he commanded us to carry out? So it's a good thing to see where you are and where you are on in obedience to the plan of God. You think the Church of Christ is on target of fulfilling its mission that this angel messenger has instructed us? You think they are on target? And we're going to look at what the messenger says, and then we're going to see what he says the problem is, and then we're going to see what the solution that he says, why the Church of Christ has not spread its wings and the message to the whole world, and why most people never heard of us. Hello.
Amen. Amen.
Does that sound like some lemonade we're about to drink?
Brother, it sounds like not only some lemonade, but it's going to be some castor oil that's come behind it, brother. So we're going to start off a little sweet, but we got to do a little cleaning out. Amen.
Well, it's good to know whether we are, as a church, and it has a mission and has an assignment from heaven, and God Almighty has sent his angel in these last days with perfect instruction and directions and commission and charges. And I need to see, we need to understand, is the church as a whole, has it fulfilled the mission that John the Baptist bring the word from the Lord as the Elijah in these last days, the church that has been given the responsibility, who call themselves the body of Christ with Elijah message, are they really on target? Are they fulfilling, or have they fulfilled the purpose of the Lord? Let's go and read in the Elijah message, the angel's message that's coming these last days, because we need to see whether we are on target or we just dropped the ball and we're out of bounds. You know, sometimes the football player, he drops the ball, and sometimes he gets back in the game, and then some people go out of bounds and never get back in the game, right?
Amen.
And so we want to see if we drop the ball, and can we get back in the game and recover ourselves and complete the mission, or will we just be out of the pathway and God has to call somebody else to finish the mission? You know, if you don't finish on a football team in a game sport, they have to put somebody else in to finish your mission, right? Permission.
That's right.
Is that right? They put some
That's
other
right.
player in there. Yes. So let's see. I want us to read message 83. Let's go to message 83 right quick. And we're going to see whether what God says and what he speaks by this angel message about the responsibility and call upon our lives, the Church of Christ with Elijah Messon. It is amazing to me, and it's always been amazing to me, in the 80 years, from 19 or over years, that hardly anyone in America and in cities and community ever heard of the Church of Christ with Elijah Messon. I don't know about where you live at, in any part of the geographic America, hardly anyone very few, less than 1%, 10% at 1%, ever heard the Elijah message or the angel's messenger, and it should not be. Do you think? It should not be. In 80 years, it should be every. I mean, let's be real. Let's be honest. Let's be for real. So let's see. The Bible, the messenger says, will you do this work or will I call others? And God says he will call others. So let's see. Let's turn the angel message 83 and verse 30.
Message 83 and verse 30. The word of God said, proclaim my coming and words everywhere. Let none take part until they come in by the door.
Now, let's go to verse 31.
Proclaim the gospel everywhere and in every way possible. Let the decrees be taught and published for all to hear and obey.
Now, those three verses are very clear and concise and about the mission of the Church of Christ with Elijah message and the ministry and the priesthood and the whole body of Christ. Now, let's see, are we living up to, have we lived up to that? Now, you see those verses? Those are God's words coming from heaven and from his lips and to his people, right?
Amen.
And he gives us an assignment and a charge and a responsibility. He said, verse 30, proclaim my coming and words everywhere. Did he say everywhere?
Everywhere.
Now, let's go to verse 30, the angel's message, verse 30.
Okay, message?
Verse 31. And he repeats
verse 31.
Verse 31.
It said, proclaim the gospel everywhere and in every way possible. Let the decrees be taught and published for all to hear and obey.
Now, let's see. That's really an assignment. That's a call and a charge. Do you think, have we proclaimed or is that being fulfilled, do you think? Are we on target? Are we missed it? Are we behind?
Personally, brother, I have to say we have got behind, and in many places we have missed it.
He says, proclaim the gospel everywhere, in every way possible. Do you think we have proclaimed it in everywhere in any way possible?
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
Okay, let's go on and see. Let's see. Now, he goes on to say in verse 8, and see what the command upon the church declared. Are we on target? Can we call ourselves faithful? Now, as I know, there's individuals are faithful, and there's some individuals are faithful to their role. But as a whole and a charge given to the Church of Christ, can we call ourselves faithful, the faithful? We're going to see what the messenger says, what his command is. In verse 8, message 83 and 8, read.
I brought them authority and trust to reestablish the work to Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, and again anew in 1929 to Otto Fetting. I continue to come bringing words of instructions and directions, revealing God's will, unveiling the mysteries of the kingdom of God on earth. For my coming is that mankind may endure and prepare for the coming of Christ to earth again. I bring a way of deliverance from sin to life and way to the Lord.
Now, he first gave a consignment unto Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, and they dropped the ball completely. What'd you say? Did they fail?
Yes.
Did they absolutely just fail on the assignment?
Yes, they did.
Joseph Smith and Oliver Cowdery, and got out of bounds, and they not only didn't get in, they stay in the game, they got out of the bounds.
Amen.
So he gave them the responsibility, and they failed. In fact, they went into the false doctrine, false revelation, deception, And they messed up so bad that the Lord came and said they are an abomination in his sight. So, but he's long-suffering and merciful and kind and forgiving. But he know what he said to that group, that generation of Otokon? You have failed. You have went into darkness, and you have done great sins and iniquity. And that work is called an abomination in my sight. Now, what is abomination? When he said it, you are abomination. And he called the things that Joseph and Otokon called in that generation, they went into abomination. Is that a nice commendation that the Lord puts up on that generation? Did he say, y'all did well, y'all finished the task, y'all complete the assignment? No, he didn't say that. He said in Message 12 and 4 that they are abomination in his sight. So let's move on. Now let's see, are we still on our assignment? Because if you're a church in name only, just say you are a church or in name, but in actuality you're only the church in name. And you say you have authority, but you don't do the work. You don't do the assignment. So what kind of grade are you going to get? Hallelujah. Let's see. The angel message says they failed. Okay, now let's go to Otto Fedden's generation. The work moves forward. Now, let's see in that same message, verse 13.
Verse 13. The gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world. Yea, it shall be published in all lands. Deliverance will come to all that will hear and obey. Come all the way.
Wow. Now go to verse 14.
All that come to the church of Christ must be baptized of the water and of the Spirit. The hands must be laid on all, that they may receive the gift of the Spirit of God, truly be born again.
Did he say something? Now listen to what it says. Verse 11, let it go to the ends of the earth, proclaiming the gospel of Christ. You see verse 11, he said, let it go to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Proclaiming the gospel of Christ. Now, the ends of the earth, we'll get into that later. He says, let it go to everywhere, in every way possible, and let it go to the ends of the earth. Now, let's see. Do you think in many cities or communities at the end of the edge of the earth that they ever heard about the Elijah message? Have they heard about the restored gospel? Huh?
No, I don't believe so. And you know what, brother, as we was looking at that 14th verse, another thing that really caught my eye is how the Lord said, truly be born again. I know, brother, you know from the Word of God, there's an opposite in all things. So if there's a true, there must be a false. Okay. Well, that kind of goes my eye right.
There's always a imitation or opposite. So that means it's a possibility that people are not truly born again. Is that right?
Amen.
They're just in the church as members.
Right.
Hallelujah. Well, that's interesting. Now let's move on to 4. Are we on the assumption? He said, let it go to the ends of the earth. Let it go to the ends of the earth. So where are the people that are taking it to the ends of the earth? Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Now where are the people in this assignment that this angel brings from heaven has given assignment to the lead? But do you think they have taken it to the end of their neighborhood or their cities? Have we... before we can get to the end of the earth?
No.
Why do you think that's not so? That people maybe live in just a small community and they have never heard or knew anything about the Elijah message. Why do you think there is such a lack of people knowing and of being aware of the last call called The Midnight Cry and the Messenger, the Angel Lord. He said to the church, to the ministry, but to the ends of the earth. But what about in your own city? You think you can knock on any of the cities anywhere that in and you think that most of them have never heard know of anything of the Church of Christ the Elijah message? So don't sound like we on the call. Sounds like something is missing there. What do you say?
Yes, I agree. I agree 100% there, brother.
Now, let's move on a little further so we can recover ourselves. Let's be honest. Let's see what the question is. Now, here's the Lord sent an angel from heaven, and he asked the question of the question. He posed it to the whole body, the Holy Church, the whole ministry. Now, this is the question. Will we respond to this question? Turn to message, angel message, 91 and 21. Let's see. It's an amazing question. I have to answer that question. I have to respond to that question individually and as a church and as leadership. The whole Elijah message restitution has to answer this question and respond to this question, 91 and 21.
Message 91 and 21, it says, moreover, the Lord is grieved because many that have been called are doing nothing, waiting for a great day to come to shake them loose, when this is a great message and great day. What have you done now? Where are those that will qualify to be leaders and be up and doing?
Maybe I didn't quite grasp that, because that caused me to repent and bow my head and say, Lord, wake me up and deliver me and get me started rolling with this call upon my life. So you mean to tell me I can just be ordained and call myself a priesthood and call myself a minister and doing nothing?
Exactly.
That can't be for real, brother. Maybe we should read that again, because that's going to touch everybody's honest heart and convict them and cause them to arise on their assignment. Read that again. The angel of God come from heaven, sent by the Lord Jesus to his church, who has the responsibility to take it to the world, the everlasting gospel, the Elijah message, the last warning. Here he's telling, he's commanding, he's charging the ministry, and I want to know, why we are not fulfilling this? Are we on target? Message 91 and 20. Let's read that again. Let's read that again, brother.
Amen.
Because we need to listen.
Amen. I definitely read that again, brother, because just reading it that first time, like you said, has hold of a shame. Touched me in my spirit. Message 91 and 21, it said, moreover, the hold of a shake it about she. The Lord is grieved because many that have been called are doing nothing, waiting for a great day to come to shake them loose, when this is a great message and great day. What have you done now? Where are those that will qualify to be leaders and be up and doing?
Wow, that points a lot of conviction upon us. That's an awakening message. That's a very arousing message from heaven. He asked the question, and asked two important questions to the head, to the leadership, to the whole body of the Elijah message. Now, why do you think the Lord would ask such a question? Of course, everyone that's called and ordained are on their assignment and on their mission. Why are you asking such a question, Lord? Go over that question, and then he said something very important as he asked this question. Read that verse again. He's talking to the church of Jesus Christ, the church of the Elijah Message group now. He's posing this question that we need to answer, because if we are not answering that question by our action, read that again so we can hear that, 91 and 21.
Moreover, the Lord is grieved because many that have been called are doing nothing, waiting for a great day to come to shake them loose, when this is a great message and great day. What have you done now? Where are those that will qualify to be leaders and be up and doing?
Are you saying to me just because you are called and ordained and got it to people, got a piece of paper that you automatically qualified to be a leader, or you are a leader?
Nope.
Why would he ask a question like this? Where are those qualified to be, do what?
To be up and,
be up and doing?
To be leaders. And be up and doing.
So I had to look at myself in the mirror. What am I doing for the kingdom of God? Am I up? Am I carrying out my assignment, or am I just wearing a title? I don't want to be, not me. That convicts me. That gives me to repent and to stir my heart. He asked the whole church, what are you doing? He asked the whole ministry, apostles, bishops, elders, evangelists, what are you doing? Is that question worthy of our attention? Is that worthy of our consideration?
It should be.
Oh, my goodness. He said, take it to the ends of the earth, and I'm afraid some of them haven't taken it to the block yet. Do you think we haven't taken it to the block yet?
Amen.
Wow. Whoa, my God. Help me, Jesus. Now, let's say the Lord comes and make a statement afterwards as he posed this question to the whole body and the ministry. Message 96 and 9, the angel's message. He posed, he makes a statement, and I don't think we understand what it says. And the angel message, message 96 and 9.
The word of the Lord said, lo, the Lord has waited long for his bidden ones to awaken and press forward in preparing their lives for greater things to transpire and build the kingdom, the Zion of the Lord among mankind. But they have failed. Thus he looks to the remnant that he shall fulfill his word.
Okay, so now the Lord says, failure. This comes in our watch. And the question is asked during Bubba Dre's ministry time and the body of Christ. He said, and who is he talking to? They have failed to establish Zion in the kingdom of God. So where is the kingdom of God established and have dominion around the world? Do the ambassadors in other nations know about it? Do the presidents, do the governors, do the people know about it? There's only a few places. I got to give Norm Live and Larry Goshew. They're the only two missionaries that was active to go into all the world. Only two. Full-time.
Yeah.
Full-time active. Taking it to all the world. Now the other people got to look at their own selves. We have to look at our own selves and be convicted and be honest. Read that. He said they have failed. Is that right? And so he
Amen.
Looked to a remnant. Now we'll see this remnant. Are they going to prove to be the faithful? Let's see. Go to where we're at. 86 message. And we're going to find out something. Let's see. 86 message. And let's see what the problem could be. Verse 9, 12, and 21, I think that is. What
message
it says.
86, verse 9, 12, and verse 9 said, God's plan would not change to suit them that believe not. They must conform to his will. Verse 12 said, let come what may and let go what will. You will see them fall on your right hand and on your left. For all that will not hear me, that prophet shall be cut off from among the people. I speak the assured way. And
verse 21
says, let come what may, let go what will. Weary not in well-doing.
So we have to make sure these people hear this last day message. we had to make sure they hear the warning, the sound of the midnight cry. And if we're not up and doing, and we're not, as we just read, doing all that we can in every way possible, even going to the end of the earth, and we're not qualified by being up and doing, what is the result going to be then? Now, let's go to the very first angel message. Let's see the standard and the rule that God is going to judge if we don't fulfill these things, and we're just, people are just kind of, you know, liar guiding. And let's go to angel's message number one. He says, what? He says he's going to hold every person, every individual responsible in their day for the truth that is revealed to them. That means every person in their day or in their generation is responsible before God for the truth, and for the truth revealed in their day and in their ears and in their time. What did he say about that?
He said the blood.
You got message one?
Message one. So the blood of this generation will be required of all those that profess the name of Christ. He said, he will not hold us responsible for the mistakes of others, but will require us to be true to our calling and tell the truth. I will hold others responsible for their work in their day.
Oh. Now, what is that saying? At the very, and you know, a lot of people, and he's talking not only to the end time message that Elijah met, but he's talking to all Christianity. Whatever dispensation you live in, you're responsible to the revelation of truth in your day, and you're charged to fulfill that responsibility of warning and taking that truth to that generation. Noah had a message in his generation. Moses had a work in his day. And so as you go on and on, John the Baptist and Jesus in his first coming had a mission and a truth of God's plan in their day. Now we come to the midnight cry. We have a great responsibility and call and a great charge placed upon Elijah's message. And we find out that it doesn't seem like we are fulfilling that mission. Let's see what the answer is this to this dilemma, brother. We're going to read about what God's answer is to this. Would we like to read God's answer and solution? Wait a minute. Before we find out, there's some other things we have to understand. Let's go to message 28 and 8. Are we on the job? Are we on our assignment? Message 28 and 8. This is an unchangeable decree and responsibility call. The blood of generation, the blood of Christ will be required of everyone in their day and their responsibility. No matter what excuse we use, we're going to be responsible for the call upon our lives to fulfill that mission. Message 28 and 8.
Message 28, verse 8 said, let Joseph H. Camp labor as much as he can in Mexico and his borders. Let Thomas B. Nairn labor in Canada in the western part. Let W.L. Gates labor in Wisconsin and northwestern states. Let C.A. Spilsbury labor in Toronto, Ontario, and eastern states. Let Ray Griffin labor in Washington and coast states. The work has been done by my servants G.A. Backus and W.P. Buckley, have been pleasing unto me. And let them continue in their labors in the mountain states. Let H.L. McPherson prepare his work and set his home in order that he may labor in New York and eastern coast states. Let W.R. Dexter continue his efforts at Chicago. Much must be done in that wicked city. Let John Allshouse labor in Ohio, Indiana, and the South. Let my servant Otto Fetting continue his labors as I would direct him. From time to time, but let him remember the warning I have given him from time to time.
Wow. about laboring in Zion. Let's go to Message 29 and 3. Message 29 and 3. Assignments. Are we fulfilling the call? Message 29 and 3.
For thus says the Lord, I have given my commandments to those that have named my name to serve me and have made a covenant with me. I speak to those that are the church of Christ and to all that will become my people and my bride. I have given to my apostles their charge and instructed them to do my work in all the world. Be ye not slothful in your work, for I shall require it at your hands at the last day.
Wow. Woo. Help me, Jesus, here. Help me to run with the vision. Wow. So it's not enough to say, I'm a member, I'm a priesthood. That's not going to cut it in the last day, is it? Wow. We got to have some lords and some laborers in obedience to be called his called, chosen, and faithful. See, many people are called, but few are faithful. And you know the Bible said many are called, few are chosen, and few are faithful. So who's going to be the elect? The called, chosen, and faithful are the elect. Just because you belong to a group or church, that don't automatically make you the faithful or the true.
Right.
Let's go to verse 89. Verse 89. 29 Message, verse 89.
Contend not about local work, for your work is to all people and nations. And this I say to all. The contentions of the world will
said,
grow worse.
Did he say this is to all? Did he say this is to
Amen.
All?
Amen. The contentions
wow.
of the world will grow worse and worse, and your faith will be tried as that of Job. But be ye the children of peace.
He's saying that in verse 7, begin at verse 7 to 9 instead of 8. Verse 7 to 9.
Find not fault with one another, for all have their work to do, and I, the Lord, shall require it at the last day. Contend not about the local work, for your work is to all people and nations. And this I say to all, the contentions of the world will grow worse and worse, and your faith will be tried as that of Job. But be ye the children of peace.
Wow. Well, let's keep going and see what our assignment is. Message 71, the angel's message, 71 and verse 2.
Message 71 and 2. I am your fellow servant. I am the servant of the Lord. I am he who sits and refines. Of ancient days it has been my mission, and my name is John. I preach repentance and baptism before the Christ, and again I preach and prophesy before his coming. I come to bring his word that a bride might be prepared, and a people that is his church in very deed, the church of Christ. I have come in the past, and I will come in the future, until the work is finished, and the Christ sits in the right hand of power when Satan rules are put down. Then we'll be rejoicing, for the millennium shall break forth, and all nations that live and dwell in the lands come up to worship the Lord their God.
What do you find that's so convicting in what you just read about being on our assignment and fill the mission that Christ has commanded the Church of Christ with Elijah's message? What do you find in that verse that's so blessed and so convicting and so moving?
Well, when he said, I come to bring his word that a bride might be prepared, and we were given an assignment to give this word, that is to prepare the bride, to prepare a people that is his church in very deed. So what I see
very
in
deed.
That, really,
wait a minute. We could just have the name, can't we?
No, we can't just have the name. You got to be some acts behind it.
Very deed. Did he say very deed?
Amen.
That is the church. See, here's the thing where we're confused. We think that we automatically are baptized just because we've been baptized in this way, and we may have the Spirit of God working with us, and we may be have a ministry and ordained. And we think, and many people are confused about it, they think they automatically are the body of Christ, the bride, prepared in very deed. Not just in name and in paper and appearances, but in actually works and deed. But you, listen, because you have the authority, if you're not operating and living in it and not doing it, you're not the church in very deed. You may be a church, but not in very deed and in works.
Right.
There is a difference. Is there a difference?
Yeah. Amen.
Okay. Wow. Well, might prepare a bride, a prepared people, a prepared bride. Okay. Let's see. There's a question again that the Lord asks us. Message 92, the word of the Lord, the angel's message, 92, verse 4 and 5. There's another question. The Lord is asking us to examine ourselves, and he's asking us questions. The whole church, on the Elijah message and all restoration, he's posing this question to us, message, especially to the Elijah message group. Message 92, verse 4 and 5.
There is none that have done right in all things. They have fallen short. Where is that great love and the spirit that mellows the heart? Is it still among you? I say unto you, let it do greater work. Qualify to be leaders of men. Do good to all mankind. Love always. Hate and bitterness is not your mission.
Now, why is he posing this question to the Church of Christ, the Elijah message, and the leaders and the heads? What kind of question is that the Lord is asking and posing to us?
Well, apparently this kind of question is saying that for him to ask where is the great love in the spirit that mellows the heart, that apparently is not being seen. For him to have to say where
he
is.
Wow. Well, you know, the Lord is not asking this is not just, you know, people are not taking, maybe the people aren't really taking this serious. He said, where is that great love? He said, where is it at? If it is present, let it do what? Read that verse
let
again,
it do
brother.
Greater work. Where is that great love in the spirit that mellows the heart? Is it still among you? I say unto you, let it do greater work. Qualify to be leaders of men. Do good to all mankind. Love always. Hate and bitterness is not your mission.
Why do that word qualify and prepare keep popping up?
We gotta be fit to stand in position, brother. Can't just go by the name, the title. You gotta be fit to be in the position.
But isn't that all just necessary? I've been ordained and I have the priesthood and I got the paper and the paper. I can just say, you know, we're the only one that had the priesthood and we're the one got this and we have that. Where are those that would qualify? Why keep posing this question over those that would qualify? Qualify
well,
to be the bride. Qualify
well, you know,
to
brother,
be this.
It reminds me of my job that I'm on now. When I transferred to another department, the job title I took on was called SAW operator. But I had to be trained to be a SAW operator, even though I was called it when I got the job. I had to actually qualify to be a SAW operator. I mean, I had to go through the training.
Wow. I think the Lord is looking for a prepared people and a qualified people. Just calling yourself, just saying I represent, without the actually works, is not going to pass the test. Let's go, message 87 and 6. Let's see what the angel said in 87 and 6.
As servants labor and learn their needs, qualify to be leaders of Christ, both to the rich and poor alike, be not puffed up, be humble, and inasmuch as you would do this, God will be with you to the end. You will enjoy the Spirit, and great things will come to pass.
Well, the Lord is sort of giving us a tug of war. It says, look, read that again. to the service in this way. Look, what is he saying? He's trying to move us forward to be blessed and be a blessing. Read that again, brother. I love that.
As servants, labor and learn their needs. Qualify to be leaders of Christ. Go to the rich and poor alike. Be not puffed up, be humble, and inasmuch as you would do this, God will be with you to the end. You will enjoy the Spirit, and great things will come to pass.
Great things will come to pass?
Amen.
Did he say great things?
He said great things.
And he said, as you labor, learn your needs. When I used to go to door to door and start out witnessing to people at door to door, and more doors and more churches, I learned my need. So I had to qualify in order to represent the kingdom in those needs I saw I was lacking. And so when I would go back to a church or a ministry, I would be prepared and ready. I would be spiritually ready and prepared. When I go from door to door, I grow to see my need and my need for maturity about the truth and the revelation of God's word and faith that works in love. And when I would go through these different churches, and I would see my need. Now, some people, I don't think, and I'm not condemning anybody, I don't think a lot of people have went and presented this word to churches, to communities, or to streets. Is that probably true about some people?
Amen.
Well, we're on the broadcast radio, and we're making a real effort to blow the trumpet and declare this restored gospel to all the world. And we've been given an assignment to use whenever's possible, because he said, let it go to the ends of the earth. So you and Brother Keeben and Brother Emmanuel are seeking to fulfill that call. So I commend you, brothers. I commend you. I commend you, your willingness to labor and qualify to be leaders. Now, you may be a minister, and you may be ordained, but that's a difference for qualifying to being a leader. I've seen people who take offices, brother, and this is going to sound bad. They don't know which way is up or down. They don't know what the full measure of the gospel is, the life of Christ, the gift of Christ, the ministry of Christ, the apostolic order of Christ. And the sad thing about it, they're not equipped and they're not prepared. They've just been called and sopped into a ministry and just ordained and baptized, but they don't even know how to walk before Christ. Now, this is going to make them for a shipwreck. And so we have to do all I can to help and equip people, prepare them to be leaders, not just be called and ordained, but to be leaders in Christ. He said, labor and be up and doing. What are you supposed to be doing? What are you supposed to be doing? What is your God-given assignment? What is the mission of the Church of Christ, Elijah Smith? Are we fulfilling it? Okay.
Amen.
Qualifying labor. All right. We got a couple more for the sister to get here. We're going to beat them right quick. We're about to get them. All right. We're about to get them, brother. Now, here is something very interesting about the problem. Message 86. We're going to find out what the problem, the messenger said, has been the problem to keep this work from mounting up on the wings of eagle into all the world.
Okay.
I would be ashamed. Message 86 and 20.
Message 86 and 20. Unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, cease their error of negligence and hindrance, turn away from their choice, and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others, carry this work onward.
Is that a wake-up call? I call it a love tap. God is so good. That's a love tap. Is that a wake-up call?
Yes, it is.
Do that Did you know that we have read this and we are not convicted, are convinced, are stirred?
Yeah.
And many people just said, I'll wait for another message. That was good. But obedience, you're responsible. Read that again, brother, just in case somebody has need to be wake up, convicted, and awakened. Message 86 and 20. Because this is an assignment, a charge, an instruction to the body of Christ, the Elijah message, and the minister who sit in this seat, who says, I'm the priesthood, you know. Read on. 86:20.
Unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, cease their error of negligence and hindrance, turn away from. Their choice and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others to work and carry this work onward.
Wow. Well, let's go to verse 23 and see what the part of the problem is. Again, verse 23. Let's see what the root of the problem is.
Evil has sought to grip the church and has long had its effect, eating out her soul. When it is removed, she will put on her bridal garments, and many of her children will come unto her.
Well, apparently, we haven't put on the bridal garments, that's for sure, right? Because in multitudes, and many have not come unto her, right?
Amen.
Wait a minute. Well, let's be real. You know what he says to us way back there? He said, I'm going to point out what the root cause of the problem may be so you can resolve this problem. I'm pointing out you what the stumbling block is. Read what he says at verse 23 again. We read verse 20. That's part of the problem. And then the next he goes into another part of it, verse 23. What's that problem? Read verse 23.
Evil has sought to grip the church and has long had its effect, eating out her soul. When it is removed, she will put on her bridal garments, and many of her children will come unto her.
Now, so many of her children, he said many, and you know, on down the line, he said multitude are waiting at the gate. He said 10,000 and thousands are waiting for this message and waiting at the gate. But we have the key. And he asked the question, what have you done? What have you done now? Wow. Thousands are waiting at the gate, brother. What have we done?
Amen.
Well, we say we believe all the message. I hear people say all the time, we believe all the angels' message. Uh-huh. Let's go and see what God's solution is about this. Let's go to message 90. Now, we're going to get at the solution of this. We saw some of what the problem is. Now, we're going to get to resolving the problem and awakening ourselves. In that 86th message, verse 20, unless the servants arise. Why have we been convicted about this? Why we haven't called our Holy Assembly and fasting and praying and weeping that we may arise from our slumbering and our sleep and our slothfulness? Why have people been convicted of this, brother, and begin to call assembly to break their hearts before God? He says, verse 86 and 20, concerning our mission and our assignment that has not been fulfilled as a corporate body of Christ. We have not fulfilled it even from 1925 to this day. 1929 to this day. He said 86 and message 20. We got to read this again before I give it over to the sister. What did it say?
Unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, cease their error of negligence and hindrances, turn away from, their choice and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others to work and carry the work onward.
Do you know, I'm going to tell you, show you, what the messenger says, who are these other people? You're going to be shocked about these other people that's going to take it forward across Jordan. Let's go to message 90 and 25. I'm going to tell you, show you right in the message what he says, that nobody preaches, nobody touches this. Solution, answer. Message 90, verse 25.
pray the Lord of the vineyard to send forth men of renown and faith to work in this way. Let the women help all they can. There is much to be done.
Now, what do you get from that, the messenger coming from heaven saying something of that nature?
Pray the Lord of the
Have you ever
to
heard anybody touch on this command and this command that was given to us in 1925 and why it was necessary to take this work forward? He said, pray. He told us, have you had anybody call you and say, let's come in agreement and pray what the messenger commanded us to pray on, what to take this work forward? He says, what? Read that again. Pray. Okay, go read on.
Pray the Lord of the vineyard to send forth men of renown and faith to work in this way. Let the women help all they can. There's much to be done.
Oh, I could spend a whole program on that, brother. Each of these verses we could spend a whole 3 hours on. Now let's go to message 89, verse 9 to 11. The word of the Lord, what he's still prompting, urging us, and sometime rebuking us to move forward. Message 89, verse 9 to 11.
The Lord has those in his deliverance plan in every clime, nation, and people, and every land under the sun. He would that all would quickly receive this authority and trust the holy priesthood of God after the order of his holy Jesus. Receive the baptism that I bring, the plan of God. Let the hands be laid upon them that their works may stand the test. Suffer to be so to fulfill the full plan of God in the authority I bring. Let the quorum's counsel together, let those the Lord give to be leaders be recognized in God's will, that all be considered. The Lord will send many to you for this authority. Many are now waiting to receive. He will humble the high and mighty, for the Lord only is great.
All right. Now, this is part of the solution. Notice what he says. These are the ministries that's outside of this work. These are the chosen vessels that's not in this work yet. These are the men and women that are doing great and mighty work that he has preserved to bring into this work to take it over Jordan. Oh, yes, he said that and said it quite a few times, that he has prepared these people, and we fail to see the need, and so we're going to roadblock them. Because let's go to verse 15. And verse 18, verse 15, then verse 18.
89 message, verse 15. Behold, said the Lord, I will rule and overrule. Fear not, little flock, for great things shall come. Much will come to pass. Many will be healed in my name. Many will be added to your numbers. Many are ready to unite with my church, my bride, to be when I come. Yea, even my church that I have established by sending thee Elijah. Hear me this day, my cup runneth over, say the master of men. Let the tent preaching continue, let the revivals move onwards in this awakening. I bless the people, I bring a blessing to all that hear my voice. I am sent of the Lord, I will come again, amen.
This is the help, this is the new beginning of spreading our wings to all the nations. These are the people that the Lord has preserved to bring it forth. Now let's go to message 86 and 6. Who going to be the solution to loosing this bride and this angel's message into all the world? Message 86 and 6.
Many represent Christ and have faith to do many miracles. This is good if they hear the final call, this the midnight cry, and obey it. Their works will stand the test.
Listen, we're afraid because these are the people that are preparing to come forth in this work and take it to the nations of the earth as it was Elijah, the spirit and power of Elijah. Let's go see what the solution, further solution, 86 and 29, message 86 and 29. These are the people that's in waiting. 86 and 29.
Fret not, in time the Church of Christ, the Elijah message, will move forward. already the Lord has prepared multitudes and those to be with you in greater love, respect to God, and my words, and support it. It shall bring forth fruit meat for the Father's kingdom, that eternity with God may have place for the faithful. All those that obey my words, shaping their lives by the instructions I bring from the Lord.
Let's go to verse 46.
Verse 46. There are many the Lord has called that represent his word and are doing a mighty work. But when they hear this message, the words I bring from the Lord, and the Spirit reveals to them it is true, they will accept it and their calling to higher work. They will be filled to overflowing with power to represent Christ and his church, the Lamb's bride, overwhelming with the power and the Spirit and the working of miracles on many of the gifts of the gospel. Hear, O hear, ye ministers of peace, and God will give you the soul-winning power. Come all the way.
Now, okay, we have looked at the problem, and now we are looking and hearing God's answer and God's solution for the problem, and to make sure and carry this work forth into all nations with power, because he has preserved these people who are not yet a part of this work, who are, most of our Christian ministries, some of our Pentecostal full gospel, Holy Ghost filled miracle workers, faith men or renowned women. He's going to bring them forth into this way. Hallelujah. Believe me, the messenger has spoken, and we said we believe all of the messages. Really, really, really. So I just want to give some answers and some solution to see where we are. Are we on target? We need to be awakened. And so I can't go any further. We'll continue this tomorrow. Are we on target, or has God preserved and reserved a people who will stand forth in the spirit and power of Elijah to take this world, this word, to the whole world with power? Okay. So you have a comment on that, brother, as we turn it to the sisters?
Amen. And I just want to say, brother, that also, too, I look at it that, you know, it also dealing with the heart of the person. You know, brother, when I told the Lord a few years ago, and, you know, this, what he was saying in the word of the Lord interested me. So I said, Lord, if you teach me about this work, I'll tell it. I think that each heart, personally, individually, needs to make that kind of covenant with God. That kind of commitment,
yeah.
You know, to say,
yeah,
Lord, if you teach me about it, it comes down to that heart really wanting to do and really wanting to,
yeah,
learn, you know.
Yeah.
And once I said that, brother, you know, things change, you know, and God really starts showing me through his word.
Amen.
We want to welcome Sister Anderson on. God bless you, Sister Anderson.
God bless you, brothers. God bless you. Thank God for causing that great awakening, because we read, and that's what we do. We read. And I just think and I praise the Lord. As the word is going forth, the word of God is going through the teaching, the Lord revealing to me through his teaching, like the teaching that just went forth today, that many that are far off will yet come to learn this way. And in the last verse of that 86th message that the brother was reading, you know, it talks about it, and it is an awakening to show you. It, I mean, actually, if you listen to the words that they were being read, it show you yourself if you want to know. And I thank,
yeah,
God for it.
Amen.
Yes, I want the people to take courage, because as we see, that the call of the restoration, the coming of this messenger over the last 80 or 80 more years, that many of these things have not been fulfilled and are not being fulfilled. And the Lord,
yeah,
has preserved and reserved a people that will do it. And they're going to,
yeah,
be called forth to take hold to this word. And they're going to do it in very word and deed and power. And I believe shortly that God is going to raise up, and he'll raising up a people to take this work forth. Hallelujah. And I believe with all of my heart that the whole world is going to be shaken because these men and women is going to be a, what I call a new breed. I call them a Joshua generation. Hallelujah. Amen. And so I'm praying that I may be a part of that. I'm consecrating, like Brother Nate, seeking to make a new consecration and dedicate to Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes,
about my assignment being fulfilled. I can't wait and think that men or somebody else is going to do my part, do what God has assigned me. And that's why he had me to read the part about praying that men of faith and renown come in this way.
Yes, Lord.
And he command, the messenger said that for us to pray that men of faith and renown to take this, they would take this word forward because he knew that many people in this way would not do it. And so the Lord has preserved and reserved those that would do it. He said, let the women do all they can. Now, why? I don't understand. We don't yet understand the complete mission of women in the kingdom of God. I found that many people fall short of understanding of how God would use women in the work of the kingdom. And many of their talents and ability and their gifts are not being used. And they are not understood because we don't have the revelation of the three books. We know about them, but we don't have the light and revelation of what God calling the whole body to. And so the women has a vital part in the work and the mission of God, and it's not yet being fulfilled. So, amen. Go ahead, sister. Where's the other sister at? I guess she got her plate full.
Yes, her plate is full. But I just, you know, I thank the Lord, and I do believe that according to the word, that we, you know, all the things work together for good. I believe that, and according to God's purpose, and that, you know, we go to the Lord and we ask him, you know, to even the word that came forth tonight, you know, it was actually showing us ourselves. Because, you know, we say, well, you know, I'm going to wait and I'm going to see what God has for me to do. Okay, pick up this word and read it. He's showing you what to do and what your work is. And, you know, we be thankful for, you know, the word, thankful for the Holy Spirit of the Lord and everything. And I thank God for the word because tonight it really opened up, you know, it opened up some understanding. You know, it's sort of like you have a head cold and then your sinuses all opened up. It opened up some. This word opened, you know, up some understanding tonight if you really honestly and sincere from your heart want to do better. Now, there are some people that want to just stay in the rut that they're in and think that, you know, that's going to get them, you know, through or whatever. But the word, you know, it opened up some understanding, and I was following the scriptures, you know, like from the beginning when the broadcast first started. I was following it, and I thank and I praise the Lord because it's like, you know, as the brother said, what are we doing? And then he went on to, you know, with the word, he used the word to explain. Actually, the question was what are we doing? But he used the word to explain to let us see. Actually, some of us are not doing anything. And then he used the word again to explain that, you know, the question, asking, you know, and tell us what we, what's going to happen if we don't. And even in this last, you know, message that he was reading here, the Lord said he'll call others. And God knows I don't want anybody to take my place, but I know in order for nobody to take my place that I got to get up and move. Because he said, like, even in the first message, they will not hold us responsible for the mistake of others, but they're going to hold us responsible for what we are not doing. And I was listening, and thank God for the word that came forth. Thank God for you brothers, because through the teachings that you all are bringing forth, and I mean the teachings because it's coming directly from the word of God, that many that are far off, they're going to come this way, and they're going to learn this way. And I thank God for it because that's what the word wants this, the Lord wants this word to do, is to go out, go far and wide. And I thank you, Lord, for being on tonight.
Well, we're going to have a little prayer in obedience to Message 19:20. He said, pray for men of faith and renown who are coming this way. So we're
yes,
just going
Lord.
To obey. We're going to
yes,
submit to
Lord.
The will of the Lord. Because we need the men that's going to fill the offices of apostles in the book of Acts, apostles and elders. God wants us to move forward in the actual apostolic ministry of the New Testament, the same ministry when he appeared to the Nephites on this land.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So
yes,
we're going to,
yes.
The Lord, I'm going to pray that you'll send men, yes. faith and renown, and send women,
yes.
or whoever you want to send, to make this work be known in all the earth, and
yes.
carry the gospel with power,
yes.
as it was Elijah, and restore all things.
Yes.
I believe that it's your will. You had spoken your will. You're commanding us to pray for men and women to renown, because you said many are doing nothing and have done nothing. And, Lord, I don't want to be among that do nothing. I just don't want to be wear a label. I don't just want to have a title and, my God, and have no substance and no works. I don't want to be calling myself a minister in
yeah.
name only. And I don't want to be running around thinking I'm the only one. I don't want to be running around calling myself something that I'm not yet. For the priesthood authority is the pure love of Christ.
Yes,
so if the
Lord.
Priesthood authority is the pure love of Christ, where is it being shown? Where is it being revealed that the world can see it? So if it's the pure love of Christ, where is it being manifested to?
Yes, Lord.
I
yes,
want
Lord.
It manifested in my life. I
yes,
want
Lord.
It to be, they behold the Lamb of God in my life. I don't have a sectarian
yes.
love. I just love them to bleed the way I believe. And I just
mm-hmm.
hug them, and I'm care for those that bleed the way I bleed. God, that's not your love. That's not that God's kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have that kind of love. I don't have the religious type of love.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have a churchy kind of love. I want to have the God's kind of love that Christ
yes.
said,
yes.
where is that great love?
Let
it do its greater
yes.
work. Let
yes.
that
yes.
great love, you said, where is it, that great love? How is it that
yes.
the world can see how they love one another. But Lord, I don't want to be fighting and bickering and condemning, and when I should be pulling the kingdom of darkness down, I don't want to spend my life condemning and other and condemning, and all I'm doing is just running around and not doing the works of Christ. Forgive me for my neglect, my slothful. I pray that you'd anoint men and women to come in this way and cause us to arise and take forth and do the mighty works that Christ has ordained for this church to do, and heal your people and make them whole in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for a restoration revival and a spiritual awakening for our nation, just like the Azusa Street in 1903. We pray for the same awakening, the wave of glory, the spiritual awakening, the revival, just like the Azusa Street. We need it. We need another Pentecost. We need another Pentecost. We need a true Pentecost to come and awaken us in the name of the Lord Jesus, and Lord, to stop the works of the devil in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Amen and amen.
Thank you.
We have time for one more question. If anyone have a comment as we go out, or something they want to, a sister want to say to the women of the world, the women of the nations, or anything, because this is Handmaiden Night, so we have to do whatever the Lord put on your heart in the last comments, a few minutes we have, whatever you choose to speak or say or do, may the Lord do it and grant
Amen.
It your grace to do it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say that, I just thank and I praise the Lord that Jesus is coming, that his preparer has to come first, and the preparer is John the Baptist, and John the Baptist has already come back. And, we need to tell the world. We need to tell the world. And I just want to say, we as women, and I'm speaking because I am a woman, we do have a voice. We do have a voice. And in some cases, even just giving your testimony of how you came into the work, what the Lord revealed to you regarding this work, Sometimes it can go far and wide and draw others just hearing your testimony about this true work, this work that Jesus is sending an angel in this day and time and sending it to prepare the way. And as the word, I don't know who all was listening, as the word that went forth, but it really did answer lots of questions. If you have, it gave lots of answers if you have questions. And I, amen. Thank the Lord.
As we close this broadcast, we speak to the women of the world in particular, in every nation under the sun, that the kingdom of God is about to roll forth and have dominion, and the word of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which power is going to pierce and pierce the darkness in your nation. There are going to be men and women that are going to broadcast this and telecast this and declare this in person that are coming by technology, by prayer, intercession, spiritual warfare, and that are actually going to write you, and that men and women who are going to bring it to your nation. And I thank God that there will be a breakthrough for victory for you, your home, and your nation, and for your children. And that the ministry the Lord has called you to, whether it's just helping children, doing medical things, or doing teaching things, or helping things in your nation, or in your community, and the Lord will bring that forth, and you will not be ashamed, and you will not be afraid to fulfill the will of God in your life. For the time of the kingdom of God is now. Make a decision that Jesus Christ will be your Lord, and that the love of God will rule in your life, and you will be redeemed from your sin. Trust Jesus today. Give your heart and your life to him, and he will bring you to a great and a greater and a best and a better day. Love you now. This is the Church of Christ with Elijah Message. Signing off. We'll see you tomorrow.
Amen. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, tune in tomorrow night for the Heart to Heart broadcast. May the Lord keep you and watch over you as he have done. As for Brother Lee and Brother Nay and Sister Anderson, may God bless you. May God keep you. Until tomorrow, God bless. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.